Then you need a mechanical, just a mechanical chip.
Thank you. greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
Hey, it's Monday, October 19th. This is Stop Hitting Yourself, number 319. And Georgie's here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah.
The music's very loud.
Oh, let me turn that down.
Now I can hear you.
Yeah. What was promised and is being delivered is a thrift store show. I think that was probably your idea.
I think it was a mutual. I think we were just talking about, like, really strange or fabulous things that we'd found, and we were like, we could do a show, and here we are.
So Georgie sent me a bunch of stuff, thrift store finds of hers, and I actually went out, rehooked up my turntable over there, which I haven't used in a long time, and just digitized a bunch of tracks. And there was a few things like, I had that, I didn't know that, which is one of the great things about doing these shows. So thanks for being here, and thanks for listening. And anything you want to say before we start?
Well, I could say hello to Paper Cosmonaut and Jay Curran.
Yes.
And David the Splatter. Hello. Hi.
Yes. How are you? Hi, you guys.
How are you doing?
More people comment, please. Then we'll know that there's people listening and they're alive.
And you'll also be pleased to know that Greg has adjusted his microphone setup, because originally you were beautifully framed as if you were in scaffolding.
Yeah, because she was looking through the boom on the mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of those radio ones with all the little springs and stuff on it. That's usually, I guess, for... Look, you can hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like... Boing.
Anyway, what do we start framed with? There's some library stuff and other things I did, such as Wink Martindale track that's coming up pretty soon. But we're going to start off with Basil Enrique and the Waikiki Islanders, but that's right after Dr. Demento. So thanks for being here, and Stop Hitting Yourself, joint thrift store find show with Georgie Girl. See you in half an hour.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Space Brother on Sheena's Jungle Room at old WFMU.
day is hotly quiet, and the breeze seems not to blow. One would think the sand was resting, but you'll find this is not so. It is whispering, softly whispering, as it slowly moves along. And for those who stop and listen, it will sing this mournful song of sidewinders and of the horn toads, of the thorny chaparral. Endless sunny days and moonlit nights, and coyotes' lonely yell. How the stars sing, you could touch them as you lay and gaze on high at the heavens where we're hoping we'll be going when we die. Yes, it always whispers to me of the days of long ago, when the settlers and the miners, when they fought the crafty Navajo. How the cattle roamed the valley, happy people worked the land. And now everything is covered by the shifting, whispering sands. How the miner left his buckboard, went to work his claims that day, and the burros, they broke their halters when they thought he had gone to stay. Wandered far in search of water, onto old Sidewinder's well, and there their bones picked clean by buzzards that were circling when they fell. How they found the aged miner lying dead upon the sand. After months, they could but wonder if he died by human hand. So they dug his grave and laid him on his back and crossed his hands. And his secret still is hidden by the shifting, whispering sands. This is what they whispered to me on the quiet desert air, of the people and of the cattle, and the miner lying there. If you want to learn their secrets, wander through this quiet land, and I'm sure you'll hear the story of the shifting, whispering sands.
We'll be right back. England way. Now she's in the big time in the USA. And if she could only hear me, this is what I'd say. Honey pie, you are making me crazy. I'm in love but I'm lazy, so won't you please come home. Honey pie, my position is tragic. Come and show me the magic of your Hollywood song. You became a legend of the silver screen, and now the thought of meeting you makes me weak in the knees. Oh, honey pie, you are driving me frantic. Sail across the Atlantic to be where you belong. Honey pie, come back to me. Across the sea, kindly send her sailing back to me. Oh, honey pie, you are driving me crazy. I'm in love but I'm lazy. Come back where you belong. Honey pie, come back to me.
Grocery bills.
Their grocery bills.
that's a prosciutto ham. The leftover orders are piled in a stack nice and neat. The half-empty bottles of light white wine are placed by the bones of the fish, and the full-bodied red wine is placed by the bones of the meat.
My dump truck is sprinkled.
My dump truck is sprinkled
with chlorophyll pills.
With chlorophyll pills.
The garbage is fragrant.
The garbage is fragrant.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly.
Garbage that I accept. I remember one time when I asked someone to take his bag, for it seemed that I noticed a thrown away jar of fancy caviar, but the caviar was red instead of black.
One look at that garbage.
One look at that garbage.
Will cure all your
ills. Cure all your ills.
There's such wholesome garbage.
There's such wholesome garbage.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
Oh my God. Georgie, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I have one thing to say, though, before you say anything. And I know you're going to say it as well. So let's do it on three. Three, two, one.
Garbage! I'm listening to that. It's like, garbage! I kept saying garbage every time he said it, and Georgie would start laughing. That guy's not from Beverly Hills. He's from the East Coast. Garbage! Do you want to do the back announce here on Stop Hitting Yourself?
If I had it in front of me, I would.
Oh, it's on the chat.
Hang on. Talk to them. Talk to these people. Say
okay. I don't know who did that, because the garbage collector in Beverly Hills is a studio effort by some composer and producer named Irving Taylor. But yeah, okay, apparently whoever was hit, they hired to sing, was really into garbage.
Garbage in Beverly Hills. So before that, we had the Pete Moore Orchestra, My Sweet Lord. Before that was Alan Klein, not that Alan Klein.
No.
Another Alan Klein, doing Honey Pie. And as we said in the chat, more of Paul's granny music. Before that was Alta San and Day Tripper, which I'm totally stealing for Kitchen Sink.
You should. Sure?
Before that was the original Brasso band, Obla Dee, Obla Da. We had John Keating Sound before that, and Ticket to Ride. That one was really good.
Yes.
Now, the one before that, the big band beat of the Hilton Airs, A Hard Day's Night, from an album called Dance to Beatles Hits in the Glenn Miller Sound. And I said to Greg, it took me 2 years to find that album in a charity shop in Brighton. I had
and
to
it's
track it down.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's like, I told her, what were we saying? Was that the one? No, the Ticket to Ride, we said, sounded like it was interstitial music on a Liberace special.
Yes. And you'd have like girl dancers in like tiny little marching band outfits kind of trolling along the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfection. And before that, and we were laughing all the way through, it was Wink Martindale, Whispering Sands, which we said starts off all pretty and lovely. And you're like, oh, this is jolly. And then he starts talking about death. And more death, and it's just death. We're just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it was what I told Georgie that I was listening to it. If my jaw starts to drop, it's going on the show.
Absolutely. No, that was a corker. Before that was Big Jim H and his Men of Rhythm and Son of My Father, to which nobody knows the chorus. Everybody just goes, no one knows the lyrics. Before that, in fact, we started with Basil Enriquez and the Waikiki
Islanders.
Cut off. Thank you.
And yeah, I looked it up.
You. That was stunning. All of it was stunning. And all from charity shops and thrift shops.
Yes, this entire thing is our records that we found in thrift shops, or as they're known in Britain, charity shops.
Charity shop.
Yeah.
Yes. Damage. And we've got loads more people who have joined the chat. Hello, all of you.
Georgie always pulls in all these people that never say anything on my show or aren't listening or something. And I do my show and I get like 50 comments. Georgie comes on, I get like 300.
That's because they know I like to talk and I chew a hind leg off a donkey and talk for England. And they're like, right, okay, we'll better get in there and have a chat with Georgie. She'll have a chinwag with us. There you go.
We will go over because that's what we're going to do, and plus Hysterica is still on hiatus, so we have that liberty to do that. Mm-hmm. So we'll go over a bit. I don't think anybody minds. God, I was trying to think. There's nothing I really wanted to say about it, that. I kept interrupting you with the stuff I wanted to say about the music. So let us continue with this wonderful Harry Roche Constellation Hawaii 5-0, shall we?
Yes.
And a beautiful sight was he, and I gave him to a pretty little gal for to keep her company. Well, all around the old corral he chased that pretty little lass. He would stick his nostrils up her dress and sniff around her. As for you, you naughty little horse, don't make my temper rise. Only one man in the whole wide world will sleep between my thank the gentleman for the wine. I drink it with my supper. Damn the man who loves the girl, but he ain't got the guts to upper lower. That's my berth. Check it right off your list. I'm going into the parlor car and try to take a pistol belt around my hip. Around the town I'll frolic. Saddle up the strawberry roan, don't strap it on his ball. He's only scared, he heard the elephant yell. Don't go near the elephant's cage or he'll smash you all to help. Help, the sailor cried as through the waves he swam. It's sink or swim, the mate replied, 'cause I don't give a damn. The river, damn the brook, sitting by the shore. Pretty little gal at my head and arms around a hold on there, you pretty little miss, and get right off my lap. I can tell by the scars on your pretty little arse that you got a dose of clap. And the song is done, you thought it would never end. If you don't approve of it, I'll start all over again. Yes, I had me a pony once, and a beautiful sight was he. I gave him to a pretty little gal for to keep her company.
I Window. Leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I ain't the one you need. You say you're looking for someone never weak but always strong to protect you and defend you, whether you're right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door. But it ain't me, babe. No, it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I don't let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part. Someone to close his eyes for you. Someone to close his heart. Someone who will die for you and more. Ooh, it ain't me, babe. No. It ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go melt back into the night, babe. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving. Anyway, I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who will pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly and to come each time you call, a lover for your life and nothing more. Hey, ain't me, babe. No, it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Bang on a drum with a thump. It's enough if you don't know how, just to cool off your fevered brow with the rhythm of a drum. McGillicuddy taught me how, in an afternoon, he said, try it, and very soon I was tapped with a thumb. Drums are a way on a boring day to extract the beat. Well, if it's cold, you can make some. If it's hot, you can cool it. Let the drum overrule it. Stand on your head till you're red. It's not the same as a conga boom, filling up an enormous room with the rhythm of the drum. Tap out a tune for the moon. Go ahead, ring. cymbal go and clang it, Teddy Dash out the beat with a hush if it suits you. Well, then that's okay, not tomorrow and me. Today, get the mob drum.
We'll be right back. scabby bird, being naked is his concern.
As I said in the chat there, there was no way I was leaving the thrift store. There we go. Now we can hear Georgie. Without picking that up because of the title. The title of the album, actually. Huh?
You have to say the title of the album.
Yes, that was Barry Lewis Pulsar with I Lost My Pants. And the title of the album is Stanley Stole My Shoelace and Put It in His Armpit and Other Songs My Parents Won't Let Me Sing. I went and looked him up. He's got like 5 or 6 albums out. Now I've got a new quest. Before that, a wonderful version of the 21 million that are out there on easy listening albums, as Georgie said, Helmut Zacharias and his orchestra, Light My Fire. Ronnie Aldrich was with Ride My Seesaw. Another one.